Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 27, the editing task, found in Grade 5, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the editing task scoring clarifications on page 29 of your Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 5. There is a lot of valuable information here that covers most of the issues that we come across when scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you carefully read through the scoring clarifications. Then, resume the audio file, and we will go over the rubric for this question. Please pause the audio file now. It will be important for us to refer back to the scoring clarifications during training and live scoring. Many of the creative things that the students do are covered in these pages. If your committee is unsure how to score a response with unusual corrections, remember that you may call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. You may also refer to the DVD guide for scoring the editing paragraph. Now, if you turn to page 32, you will find the editing task, question 27, and the possible exemplary response. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. At this time, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We find that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Question 27 says, here is a paragraph a student wrote. There are some mistakes in the paragraph. Some sentences may have more than one mistake, and other sentences may contain no mistakes at all. There are no mistakes in spelling. Read the paragraph and find the mistakes. Draw a line through each mistake in the paragraph, then write the correction above it. Now you can pause the audio file and read through the editing task. When you return, I will go over the possible exemplary response. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, on the next page, you will see the possible exemplary response for this editing task. Let's go over the corrections. In the second line, the word more should be changed to most. At the beginning of the fifth line, the word easy should be changed to easily. At the end of that line, the word island should be capitalized. In the next line, a comma should be added after the word friends. At the end of the seventh line, quotation marks are missing at the beginning of the quotation. They should be added before the pronoun I. And our last correction is in the next to last line. The word make should be made plural, makes. Now, let's discuss some common potential corrections. In the fifth line, it is acceptable to change easy to well or to easier. We also have some common neutral revisions. In the eighth line, it is acceptable to change the phrase every type to different types. In that same line, it is okay to make computer plural. And in the last line, it is acceptable to change everybody to everyone and our to my. At the bottom of the page is the rubric for this editing task. This rubric states that, after the paragraph is corrected, the student will receive 3 points if no more than one error, either introduced or not corrected, remains. 2 points if there are 2 to 3 errors, either introduced or not corrected, remaining. 1 point if there are 4 to 5 errors, either introduced or not corrected, remaining. And 0 points if 6 or more errors, either introduced or not corrected, remain. The student left the editing paragraph totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points, acceptable responses, and errors. The anchor papers were chosen from field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Turn to page 34. Here we find the first anchor paper. It is a score point 3. In this paper, all the original errors are corrected and there are no introduced errors. There is one neutral revision. In the next to last line, the student has changed the word every to any. This is not incorrect, nor does it change the meaning of the sentence. Therefore, this paper has no errors and earns a score of 3. Next is the score point 2 anchor. Two original errors are not corrected. In the second line, the word more should be changed to most. And in the fifth line, easy should be changed to easily. There is also one neutral revision. In the last line, the student has changed our to my. Remember that this is on the list of neutral revisions we just went over. This paper then has a total of 2 errors and receives a score of 2. Turning to the next page brings us to the score point 1 anchor paper. In this paper, 2 original errors are not corrected. In the 7th line, quotation marks should be added before the pronoun I. Note that the student has crossed out the quotation marks at the end of the sentence, but this does not correct the error because this sentence contains dialogue which must be set off by quotation marks. Moving on, in the next to last line, the word make should be changed to makes. Note also that in the fifth line, the student has changed the original error easy to easier. This is on the list of possible corrections that we went over. In this paper, the student has also introduced 2 errors. In the second line, the phrase personal computer should not be capitalized. The student is only penalized once, however, since the phrase is considered a unit. Also, in the fourth line, a comma should not be added after banking. This paper, therefore, has a total of 4 errors and earns a score of 1. Next is the last anchor paper. It is a score point 0. 4 original errors are not corrected. In the second line, more should be changed to most. In the fifth line, easy should be changed to easily. And quotation marks should be added before the pronoun I. And in the next to the last line, the word make should be changed to makes. The student has also introduced 3 errors. In the first line, before should not be changed to when. This changes the meaning of the sentence. In the second line, computer should not be made plural as it creates a subject-verb agreement error. And in the fourth line, the word things should not be changed to reason. However, this change would have been acceptable if the student had made reason plural. In addition, the student has made one neutral revision. The word every in the next to last line is changed to any. This is on the list of possible neutral revisions, so we know it is acceptable. This paper has a total of 7 errors and receives a score of 0. Please take a moment to review these 4 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 54. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's look at the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of some possible responses and what key concepts you should look for during live scoring. Let's start with the first practice set, Practice Set 11. In this paper, 3 original errors are not corrected. The word easy should be changed to easily, the word island should be capitalized, and the word make should be changed to makes. There is also 1 neutral revision. In the next to last line, the word on is changed to in. This is not incorrect. This paper then has a total of 3 errors and earns a score of 2. Next is Practice Set 12. All the original errors are corrected and there are no introduced errors. Note that the student has simply crossed out the original error easy. This is acceptable as it leaves a complete and correct sentence. Therefore, this paper has no errors, earning it a score of 3. Moving on to Practice Set 13. In this paper, 3 original errors are not corrected. The word more should be changed to most, the word island should be capitalized, and the word make should be changed to makes. There are no introduced errors, so this paper has a total of 3 errors and receives a score of 2. Next is Practice Set 14. 4 original errors are not corrected. The student has not changed easy to easily, capitalized the word island, added a comma after friends, or changed make to makes. There are no introduced errors, but there is 1 neutral revision. In the next to last line, type has been changed to kind, which is not incorrect. This paper has a total of 4 errors and receives a score of 1. Now let's review Practice Set 15. None of the original errors are corrected. There are also 9 introduced errors. The student has capitalized 7 words that should not have been capitalized: computers, century, bills, sister, homework, games, and music. In addition, there are 2 punctuation errors. A question mark has been added after island, and the period after computer in the 7th line has been changed to a question mark. There are a total of 15 errors in this paper, and it receives a score of 0. Next is Practice Set 16. In this paper, 2 original errors are not corrected. The word easy should be changed to easily, and the word make should be changed to makes. There is also 1 introduced error in the 3rd line. The word invention has been made plural, which creates a subject-verb agreement error. This paper then has a total of 3 errors and earns a score of 2. Let's move on to Practice Set 17. Only 1 of the original errors is not corrected. The student has not capitalized the word island. Note that the word easy has been changed to well, which is on the list of possible corrections for this task. Therefore, this paper has only 1 error, earning it a score of 3. Next, we have Practice Set 18. In this paper, 3 original errors are not corrected. The student has not changed easy to easily, added a comma after friends, or added quotation marks before the pronoun I. Note that the word do in the 6th line has been changed to about. If the student had also removed the comma after homework, this would have been another possible correction to the original error of the missing comma after friends. In this case, it is incorrect to leave the comma after homework. There are no introduced errors, so this paper has a total of 3 errors, earning it a score of 2. Let's move on to Practice Set 19. 4 original errors are not corrected. The word more should be changed to most, and the word easy to easily. A comma should also be added after friends, and quotation marks should be added before the pronoun I. There are no introduced errors, but there are two neutral revisions. The student has crossed out the word so in the third line and changed the word every in the next to last line to any. Neither revision is incorrect. This paper has a total of 4 errors and it receives a score of 1. Our final practice set is practice set 20. In this paper, one of the original errors is not corrected. The student has not changed the word make to makes. There are no introduced errors, but there are 2 neutral revisions. In the last 2 lines, the student has changed every type to different types and everybody to everyone. Both revisions are on the list of neutral revisions and are acceptable. Therefore, there is only 1 error in this paper, and it earns a score of 3. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This set gives you an additional set of 10 papers, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for the editing paragraph and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Score Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can answer any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.